the observer we have up there at the water plant in Mount Carroll takes observations every morning, and we visit the site once a year to check and maintain the equipment. And after the cold temperature was set, we went up to visit just to double check and make sure the equipment was in good working order, and it was. And that's a site that's got a long historical record going back to the late 1800s, actually. And then we take a look at the temperatures around the area as a comparison. And there were quite a number of sites in east central Iowa and northwest Illinois that were minus 30 or colder, including the Quad City Airport that got down to minus 33. So given the nature of the topography up there and how cold air drains into the lower-lying areas, a minus 38 at Mount Carroll seemed a very reasonable number to expect to see. From that point, we convene a team that includes the Illinois State Climate Office and Midwestern Regional Climate Center, a couple folks from the Weather Service, and then somebody from our National Center for Environmental Information, where all this data is archived. And we just review the whole event and evaluate it, and then we as a team, validated that record as legitimate.
Well, and then just your reaction when you were able to compile that data and indeed determine that it was a record. I don't know if this sounds like a dumb question to a meteorologist, is probably if I would ask you, does anything surprise you in the weather game? Well, does a temperature of minus 38, I guess, does that surprise you?
Yep. I've been around for 35 years now in different climates, from Chicago originally, been down to Mississippi and out in Colorado. And if you're around long enough, you about think you've seen everything, but then something new comes along. But with this air mass that we had the end of January, we could actually see as far as 2 weeks out that it was going to be extremely cold. So the anticipation of this sort of potential was kind of there a week or two in advance.